This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some protesters continue to defy curfews and demonstrations over the death of George Floyd could intensify over the weekend. On Thursday, however, mourners converged in Minneapolis, Minnesota to memorialize the man whose death under duress of a former police officer sparked international calls for justice. Meanwhile, three officers charged with being complicit in Floyd's death made their first court appearance. The Reverend Al Sharpton says Floyd's death is part of a 400-year pattern for blacks for the United States. As the service was underway, the hearing was held for the three now former officers charged with aiding and abetting former officer Derek Chauvin, who was charged with second-degree murder in Floyd's death. The three are each being held under $750,000 bond. There was a much lower law enforcement profile in the nation's capital as thousands of people marched from the White House to Lincoln Memorial to protest Floyd's death. Police had cleared the largely empty streets of cars just ahead of the demonstrators' path. As they walked, they passed a few small clusters of Drug Enforcement Agency agents. The troops in camouflage who are guarding the memorial withdrew inside as the people arrived for a rally that featured 8 minutes, 46 seconds of silence in Floyd's memory. Only a few uniformed police were present on the steps. The U.S. Senate is at an impasse over widely backed bills to designate lynching as a federal hate crime, and tempers boiled over Thursday in an emotional debate against a backdrop of widespread protest over police treatment of African Americans. Raw feelings were evident as Senator Rand Paul, who is single-handedly holding up the bill, sought changes as a condition of allowing it to pass. Senate's two black Democrats, Cory Booker of New Jersey and Kamala Harris, protested. This is the